AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Was it terrorism? San Bernardino, California Police Chief Jared Burguan says authorities haven't yet zeroed in on a motive for yesterday's shooting that killed 14 and injured 17.
Until we know the motive or we really have a clear, something clear evidentiary based on that motive, I just don't want to weigh in on that right now.
But former FBI official Sean Henry says there is a red flag. Suspect Syed Farouk's trip to Saudi Arabia earlier this year. And there's something else.
When you start to look at and assess, is this terrorism or not, you look at what were the tactics. They used long guns. They had bulletproof vests. They had improvised explosive devices. These are telltale signs, typically.
But authorities are not ruling out any possible motive yet, including workplace violence. Farouk and a woman described as his wife or fiancé opened fire on his co-workers at their holiday party yesterday. Farouk's brother-in-law, Farhan Khan, says he doesn't know why the couple did this.
I have no idea. I have no idea. Why would he do that? Why would he do something like this? I have absolutely no idea. I'm in shock myself.
Farouk and 27-year-old Tashfeen Malik died during a gun battle with police. We're learning that the two assault rifles and two handguns they used were bought legally by someone who's now under investigation, though they're not saying who that person is. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Islamic State group can be defeated within months if the Syrians stop fighting their civil war and let the U.S.-led coalition get a clear shot at militant targets. Diplomats are working on that. More Americans applied for unemployment last week, but the number is still near historic lows. The message there, the job market is pretty healthy. Weekly applications for jobless benefits rose just 9,000 last week, according to the government. This is AP Radio News. A brand new report on the Secret Service released just this morning is not good news for the agency. A congressional committee notes 143 security problems in the past decade at facilities the Secret Service was supposed to be protecting. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel is in Washington with this.
Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz says his committee's report reveals that the Secret Service is in crisis. He says morale is down, attrition is up, misconduct continues, and security breaches persist. He says strong leadership is needed to restore the agency to its former prestige.
The attorney for the Connecticut man charged after he jumped over the White House fence with a rewritten national constitution in hand says his client has been refused re-entry to the University of Bridgeport. 22-year-old Joseph Caputo was informed, says the lawyer, that he wasn't welcome back at the school because they believe he committed a community standards violation. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.